Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to the Kitchen Garden Magazine podcast, your fortnightly fix of gardening features, advice and chat. Subscribe and follow us now to never miss an episode.
Making a case for nuts. Planting a nut tree in your garden may not be your first choice, but are you overlooking something? Sue Stickland visits a nut grower in Devon and is impressed by the attractiveness of nut trees and how easy they are to grow. Roasted chestnuts from the street market, chestnut stuffing with the turkey, mixed bags of unshelled nuts, they are all Christmas favourites. Yet, unlike the parsnips and Brussels sprouts or the apples in the fruit bowl, we rarely think of growing nuts ourselves, and few are produced commercially in the UK. Agroforestry expert and author Martin Crawford sees many reasons to change all that. He believes nut trees have great potential for both gardens and commercial orchards in this country, and for the last 20 years he has run 8 acres of trials to prove it. I visited his Devon site last October when the harvest was well underway. Sweet chestnut trees were laden with prickly cases, walnuts were freshly splitting from their green coats, and, new to me, heart nuts were hanging in curious long strings. Why grow nuts? Traditionally, most nuts grow on large trees, but Martin is looking at different varieties, different types of nut, and different ways of growing them, so they can be more easily accommodated into gardens and farming systems. He says there are nuts to fit any size of site and location. They are not necessarily difficult to grow either, much less work than vegetables, which have to be sown and weeded every year, and they deliver many rewards. Trees that are beautiful to look at, and nuts that are delicious and nutritious to eat. Home-grown nuts are much better quality than shop-bought nuts, says Martin. Their superior flavour may surprise you. Compared to research on fruit and vegetables, very little work has been carried out on nuts in the UK. When Martin planted up his 8 acres in 1996, he looked at the varieties and species of nuts grown in other countries with similar climates to ours. This led him to unfamiliar nuts, butternuts, heart nuts, bladder nuts, and oaks with edible corns, for example, but also to more productive varieties of hazelnuts, sweet chestnuts, and walnuts, which had been bred successfully elsewhere. To find out which grow best in the UK climate, Martin had systematically harvested, counted, and weighed his crops over the years and kept detailed records. He tried eating them too, of course, as well as selling the surplus locally, and can tell you which varieties taste the best and which of the unusual nuts are worth growing, all from personal experience. Homegrown chestnuts. The chestnuts you buy for Christmas recipes may have come from France, but they are equally likely to have come from China. This is shocking, says Martin. If we chose the right varieties, many more could be grown in this country. Originally, sweet chestnut trees were brought to the UK by the Romans, and wild trees and the mature trees planted in Parkland are likely to have been grown from seedlings of this southern European species, Castanea sativa. It is against these that we tend to judge the chestnut's productivity. However, breeding programs in France and North America have produced many useful varieties and hybrids. In particular, the Japanese chestnut, C. crenata, itself an attractive smaller tree with good disease resistance, has been used to produce hybrids which are early cropping and give high yields. Most of Martin's trees started to crop in their third year, and figures show that yields of the hybrids year on year can be up to twice that of the European species. Different varieties of sweet chestnut also have remarkable differences in flavour, with the hybrids generally being sweeter with a creamier texture. Martin holds courses on growing nuts, where a couple of dozen people come to talk about nuts all weekend, and in taste tests, the French hybrid Bouche de Bétizac, for example, is a consistent favourite. All sweet chestnuts are highly nutritious. They have a carbohydrate content similar to that of wheat or rice and can be dried and ground to make a flour. So, could you grow a sweet chestnut tree? They have a reputation of needing warmth, but Martin says they can grow successfully in the north, provided you choose the right variety. Space is likely to be the main issue. Mature trees reach at least 9 metres, 30 foot high, sometimes three times this. Most also need another tree to pollinate them, although single trees of a few varieties, such as Marigoule, will give nuts. However, trees can be kept smaller and shrubby by coppicing, cutting them back to near ground level every 8 to 10 years after they reach about 5 to 6 metres, 16 to 20 feet high. This would mean no nut crop for several years afterwards, but does give you a good supply of naturally durable chestnut poles and firewood.
All My Reads gives you unlimited access to more than 100 specialist books, from history to mystery, rockets to royals, planes to trains, bikes to biographies, and much, much more. Access the digital books across multiple devices, including your desktop, tablet, and phone. All My Reads is just $4.99 per month. Visit allmyreads.com to find out more. Browse the extensive range of titles and try your first month for just 99 pence. Get ready to browse and begin.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Walnuts and heartnuts. Choice of variety is equally important for walnuts. Juglans regia and most of Martin's successful trees originate from France and the Netherlands, with a few from the US. One of the main walnut problems is blight, which causes black patches on the leaves and the nut casings, and can cause much of the crop to be lost in severe instances. Varieties not used to the UK's damp climate can be badly affected. In cold areas, spring frosts can also damage the foliage, so varieties that are late to leaf should be chosen. The varieties Buccaneer from the Netherlands and the French Fenor and Fennette have all done well on Martin's site. Buccaneer is also self-fertile. Most mature walnuts will reach to 18 to 30 metres, that's 60 to 100 feet, not a suitable size for the average garden. However, a few genetically dwarf varieties are out there. Mini Multiflora NR14, for example, grows only 3 to 4 metres or 10 to 13 feet high, although these are not widely available at present. Work on dwarfing rootstocks for walnuts is also being carried out, so it is no cliché to say, watch this space. One of the most striking trees on Martin's site is a walnut relative, the heartnut, Jugland's Ale Antifolia. These vigorous trees with their huge leaves, long catkins and drooping clusters of nuts have an exotic look, yet they are hardier than walnuts. The cases surrounding heart-shaped nuts do not spontaneously split on the tree like those of walnuts do, says Martin. You have the extra job of getting them out, and then they are covered in black goo. However, once this is removed, the nuts are beautiful to look at and delicious to eat. A delicate walnut flavour without any of the bitterness. They are Martin's favourite nut for taste, and none from his trial site are sent to the shops. Garden nuts. Hazels are a traditional garden nut. They are naturally shrub-like and can be kept small by coppicing or selectively cutting out larger stems. Cultivated varieties can give much higher yields than UK wild hazels, if you can keep the squirrels off them, that is. And Martin has trialled ones from the US and other European countries. However, he also suggests less familiar nuts for smaller gardens, such as bladder nuts. Staphylia species, hardy, easy-to-grow shrubs with bell-shaped fragrant flowers, and yellowhorn, Xanthocereus sorbifolia. Both are often sold as ornamentals. Looking out of place among the chestnuts and walnut trees on Martin's site are also two familiar garden and parkland trees, ginkgos and monkey puzzles. Both these species can bear edible nuts, but if there is one in a park or large garden near you, don't get your hopes up. Trees are either male or female, and you need both to get a crop. Even then, they may not flower until they're 20 to 30 years old, so you have a long wait for nuts. If we have space in the garden, fruit trees are often our first choice to plant. But Martin makes a good case for also planting nuts. They can be equally attractive and easy to grow. And when it comes to taste and nutritional content, they are a perfect complement to home-grown fruit and vegetables. Choosing nut trees. Just as with fruit nuts, choosing which nut trees for your site depends on several factors. Sun, shelter, and soil. Different nut species need different conditions to thrive, so get to know your site and do your research before planting. Like fruit, most crop best in full sun on fertile soil, and good shelter is important for all. However, some nuts tolerate light shade and some will tolerate poor soils. Check the soil pH too, although unlike fruit such as blueberries, no nut trees require very acid soils. Frost. As with fruit, late spring frost can cause damage, for example to almond blossom and the foliage of walnuts. So choose varieties appropriately and avoid planting in frost pockets. Size. Some nut trees can become very large with age, and unlike fruit trees, little work has been done on dwarfing rootstocks. Varieties of nut trees are mostly grafted onto ordinary seedlings of the same species. The exception being almonds, which can be grafted onto most of the rootstocks developed for peaches and plums. Shrubby species such as hazels and bladder nuts can be a good choice for smaller spaces. Pollination. As with fruit trees, most nut trees need other appropriate trees for pollination, so allow extra space when planning or choose self-fertile varieties. Some varieties of almond, sweet chestnuts and walnuts are self-fertile, so are bladder nuts and yellowhorn, and nearby wild hazels will often pollinate cultivated varieties. Shelter is also important for good pollination, as most nut trees are wind-pollinated and strong winds will blow the pollen away. Underplanting. Once established, nut trees will usually tolerate low-growing plants beneath them. However, nuts are mostly harvested from the ground, so in autumn you need to either to be able to cut the plants beneath right down or cover them with a tarpaulin or net. Grass with spring bulbs or comfrey would be suitable, for example. Find out more. Martin Crawford is director of the Agroforestry Research Trust, www.agroforestry.co.uk. His book, How to Grow Your Own Nuts, published by Green Books in 2016, covers all aspects of nut growing for gardeners and small commercial producers.
If you enjoyed this podcast, you can subscribe to Kitchen Garden Prime for just £4.99 per month. You'll be getting a whole lot for your plot, including an easy-read tablet and phone edition to read anywhere, anytime, exclusive access to 10 years of digital back issue archives, access to exclusive content from the online allotment, the Mudketeers website, plus the monthly print magazine will be delivered free to your door each month. Head to classicmagazines.co.uk/KGPrime to sign up today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.